special came on the TV this week. I was told by my friends I just had to see. What is this great special? How good can it be to draw me from my work when it's time that I need? Oh, you'll love it. They said you can get you a sermon from watching this slimy green little vermin named Grinch steal Christmas from all in the town. It's a great little show, they went on to say, not the silly stuff they put on every day. But I'd seen it before, at least read the book. I knew there was no chance I could give Grinch a look. I didn't even tape it. I just had to miss how the Grinch turned Christmas into such of a mess. But as I was reading my Bible that night, reading the story of the birth of the Christ, I was suddenly struck with a terrible thought. What if a thief came in and took Christmas and ran off? But what crook could do it? Who could carry it out? And then I thought of the evil called doubt. For the evil called doubt is a terrible thing, a snake that bites anything from a kid to a king. I said to myself, it couldn't be done. I went out of the house and went off for a run. But run though I might, I couldn't perish the thought. A thief might grab Christmas fast and run off. I went on back home. I finished my run. I wanted to see if it could really be done. I opened my Bible and intently I read, and what I beheld filled me quickly with dread. Yes, it's possible. Yes, it is true. Doubt could steal Christmas from me and from you. Oh, you think I'm mistaken? You think I'm a fool? That's no doubt what doubt wants you to do. Stay sleeping and slumbering. Go ahead and snore. Say to yourself, this preacher's a bore. This story he's telling, I've heard it before. But unto himself, quite under his breath, doubt is saying, these folks just can't guess how I almost cut all Christmases off at the pass. Oh, with a good break my way, I could have stopped Christmas that first Christmas day. You don't believe me, said Doubt with a grin. You believe Christmas must always have been? Well, you're wrong. You think I'm joking? You think you don't believe? Read in your Bible and listen and see. I took his advice. I read further and saw fear on my insides began to gnaw. Oh, yes, it's quite true. It's true, I found out. That first Christmas had trouble from the evil called doubt. Think of sweet Mary. Turn around so they can see you. Poor little thing who was told by an angel she'd give birth to a king. The Savior, the Messiah, the Almighty God, worthy of honor, glory, and laud. Think of it, Mary, a Nazareth girl. Who is she to give birth to the King of the world? When Gabriel first told her, no doubt she was shocked. Oh my, what of Joseph? Was surely her thought. He'll think me unfaithful. He'll think me as soiled. He'll never believe I'll give birth to the Lord. Oh, the whole thing's too terrible. What a horrible fate. I must climb a mountain or jump in a lake. But Gabriel calmed her. Now you listen to me. You give birth to the man who will make all men free. Trust me, said Gabriel, put your faith in the Lord. He'll never forsake you. He's as good as his word. And don't worry about Joseph. He'll understand. I'll give him a talking to, angel to man. So Mary decided to kneel and to pray. Lord, I trust you to give me the birth of this babe. I praise you and serve you. Let no doubt come between us. I'll bear you this baby and call his name Jesus. But even if Mary from doubt did escape, surely old Joseph should have had a grim fate. Surely old Joseph should not have believed that in the womb of his woman the Spirit had breathed a Savior who would rule over all men to rule. Surely old Joseph was not such a fool. While the law said that Joseph, when Mary's story she spilled, had the right to arrest her and quick have her killed. He at least should have told folks about her disgrace, should have spread her tall tale all over the place. There's no way that Joseph buys a story so absurd. But he really believed she'd give birth to God's word. The angel came and Joseph said, "I not doubt you. I know that it's true. The Messiah is coming, and he's coming through you. There'll be some who scorn and laugh and deride, but I believe you. I'll stand by your side." But it was tax time, you see. So they both had to go to Bethlehem where Joseph could hand over his dough to some fat, greedy Romans who just didn't care that Mary was about to have a baby right there. "I'm sorry, we'll fool," they heard time after time. "No vacancy, no room," said sign after sign. And then Joseph got mad at the innkeeper. And he yelled at that man, "I know you've got to have room in your inn." "I'm sorry," said the man, "we're full to the brim." But seeing the man and seeing his wife, he realized how desperate, wrong thing. He realized how desperate their plight. He said, "Well, I do have a place. It's not much, but I guess it'll do in this case." Joseph said, "Well, take it." And he turned to his wife, "It's not much, but I guess it'll do for one night." "Innkeeper, bring it right there." Mary sighed and said, "It's all right by me. I think I'm about to give birth to a tree." And so, in a stable with cows eating hay, baby Jesus was born and in a manger was laid. Curses, no doubt. Doubt said to himself, "If I'm going to stop Christmas, I must stop someone else." When outside of town, about 5 or 10 blocks, there were shepherds on a hillside tending their flocks. It was cold and clear, and all night they would stay protecting their sheep till the dawn of the day. But nothing was happening. They could laugh, joke, and play. It was a nice, lazy evening, and they liked it that way. When suddenly, out of nowhere, appeared an angel. An angel appeared. Before whom they shrank back in fear. They fell flat on their faces as if struck by a bomb, wondering which one of us did something so terribly wrong. But the angels yelled at them, "Get up out of hiding. Don't you know you've been sent by the Lord with good tidings? The Savior's been born, and yes, this very night. God has given to all a new baby, the Christ. Messiah's been born," he said with a whoop. "I've been here to give you good fellas the scoop." And suddenly the angel was joined by a choir. 5,000 voices all lit up like fire. And the dumbfounded shepherds listened in awe as God's chorus proclaimed peace and goodwill to all. And then just as quickly, the angels were gone. They saw no more choir. They heard no more song. And all that was left of the tumultuous doubt was the sheep, the shepherds, and the old evil doubt. No, y'all stay right there. Angels gather around them. One shepherd said to another, "But what do you say? Do you think we should walk or run all the way?" "We ain't going nowhere," another one scoffed. "We leave these sheep will run off." "He's right," said another. "This here is our life. We can't go off looking for Christ." "But the angel," said one, "we can't just stand still. To do nothing would be to say no to God's will." "What angel?" said another. "It was just a mirage. We sure didn't get sent no message from God." "But we saw them," said one. "We heard their great song." "Nah," said another, "you've been out here too long." "But then," said another, "I know what I saw, and I know it's true. It's there in God's law. In the city of David, a Savior is born, and this is that city, and this is that morn, and you can stick here and stick with these sheep, but I'm running to Bethlehem so I can seek the Savior that's been born to me." "He's right," said another. That ended their talk. The skinny ones ran, and the rest of them walked. But all found the place where the Jesus babe lay. Quiet in the manger, asleep in the hay. They worshiped him, smiled at him, knelt as he slept. Some tried to sing for him, some simply wept. "So this is the Messiah that God has now sent," they said to each other as back out they went to the sheep whom they found altogether asleep. But before they returned to their job on the hill, they ran through the town and loudly they yelled, "The Messiah's been born! God's come to earth!" So that people stopped and looked at these shepherds of mirth, looking at them, wondering, all the time thinking, "I wonder how much eggnog these guys have been drinking." But the shepherds weren't bothered. They weren't even dismayed. They had heard the Lord's choir and seen the Lord's babe. And no doubt through their witness before they did leave, there were those in the town who their witness believed. And stuck in his corner, hiding his pout, was the evil and angry evil force, doubt. This story is not just about things long ago. The evil force doubt has never been slow in its efforts to keep people from coming to know that God is He from whom all blessings flow. True, doubt couldn't stop Christmas on the day of Christ's birth, but He's working afresh to make that day of no worth. Doubt can still steal Christmas. He can silence its truth. If we modern disciples stand as if mute, I'll make myself clear and say it once more. Doubt can steal Christmas if our witness is poor. Are we the type shepherds who won't leave the fold, who'll stick by the sheep and refuse to be bold? Are we the folks who'll say it's too much to ask to give up our own lives and seek the Lord's path? Oh, some can do it, the martyrs and the saints, but we're flabby of soul and easily faint. This is a lighthearted poem, but its point is sincere. Does your witness truly make Christ's gospel clear? Does your love around you cause people to ponder the reason we have this season of wonder? For beneath all the tinsel and the trappings and the toys is the purpose that God sent us, the gift of this boy. His purpose is that we might sense the depth of true love, that we might live and sense the light from above, and sensing that light might cherish that light and share it with a world that's totally lost in night. Our task is to preach like those shepherds of mirth, that the God of salvation has come to the earth and lost sheep can still find rest in Christ's church. The story starts in Bethlehem, but that's not where it ends. Each generation must defeat doubt again. Each generation, a decision must make to shoulder the cost of living the faith. Each generation must shoulder the task of carrying the cross of Christ wherever He asks. It's a job, an adventure, and a privilege too. For God has given us some wonderful news. Merry Christmas, we broadcast to all in our town. For God in Christ Jesus to earth has come down. May we pray together. Lord, may the story never lose its wonder. May it call us to discipleship that shines your light in such a way people are called to your love and brought into your family. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Even as our actors take their places on the front row, we invite you to respond to the invitation of the story and come to Christ as we sing this morning.